We'll say the Mishnah again. We learned it yesterday. I'll start over again. Again, the Mishnah. Kufla metesma base. Noisnin mayim agabi hashmorim bishvil sheyitzolu. If you have the shmorim, that's the dirty wine that has the shells and the pits inside it, you're allowed to put water on top of it on Shabbos. Hey, because you're not straining out anything. Like, you're just putting water, like, through the strainer. So the water is mutter to go through it. Bishvil sheyitzolu. You want that the shmorim, that means the pits and shells, let them get a little bit wet, and then the wetness of it will come out, so that's mutter. Or misananin esayayin bisudrin. You're allowed to sift out wine through sudrin. Now, it's clear wine that you could drink the way it is. There's no way to sifting. Sifting burrs only if it's dirty wine and has the pits and shells in it, then you can't sift it out. But if it's clean wine that's drinkable, there's no issa being sifting it. So you're allowed to put it through the sudrin or the chlifas mitzvah. You can put it through the basket that's made of palm trees. Also sifts out the wine. There's no sifting because the wine is drinkable the way it is. There's no issa burr on it. You can put an egg through a sifter that's made to sift chardal mustard seeds. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. Because you have mustard down on the bottom of it already. The yellow part of the egg goes down to the bottom where the mustard is. Has the purpose why you want the egg, the yellow, to go down is to make it look nice. And the white stays on top. So the reason why there's no issa burr here is because you're not doing for the purpose of eating the egg. You're just doing for the purpose that the yellow should go down and make the chardon look nice. So therefore there's no issa burr by separating an egg. Because you're not doing it to eat it. It's a shayla. If you would separate the egg, the white from the yellow, I'm not to eat one, maybe that would be issa. That's called a burr that you want to use to eat. But here you just want the yellow to go down to make the bottom chardon look nice. Here there's no issa burr. Now the second shot Rashi is shall the tech tashabi we learn the tech card the sana shakhad lo the sharm shum shinui we are the card is shul klisheni mas batla second tar shit the sam is shinu here that's why it's mutter right we'll see more about it by to be I sin an numlim bishabis you lot of making an numlim bishabis a type of a drink of wine that you drink it's a michael brium that's why it's mutter Rabbi Yehuda I me bishabis because if you want to make this type of a drink on Shabbos, you only allowed to make one kais worth of it. Because more than that, if it says, Nick, you're doing l'shem refuah, or you're doing it for after Shabbos. You can't make more of this one, just one cup. The yomtiv belogin. On yomtiv, you can make a little bit bigger, a lug, the size of a lug you can make of it. Over moyed b'chavis. And chol moyed, you can even make a big basket, a barrel full of it. Rabbi Tzadik Oimer Akolu for Yorchid. No, it's mutin, depends how many orchim you have, you can make it. It's not a shal, you're doing it for after Shabbos, because if you need it for that Shabbos, you can make as much as you need on Shabbos. We'll soon see in the Gemara exactly what a numlin is. So the Gemara Omaziri. Noise nodim yayin solul or mayin tzulun lotoicha mishmeres for Shabbos. You'll have to put clean water or clean wine through the sifter on Shabbos. V'yayin achoshis, there's no issa. Hey, since it's edible or drinkable the way it is, there's no issa burr. So just putting it through to make it even cleaner, there's no issa burr. But if the wine or the water is dirty, that's not drinkable the way it is, so then you're making merakid, you're sifting it, that's an issur d'oraisa. Meisver, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Toyred Odom Chov Yesho Yayin, Yena Ushmoreho, you're allowed to take a whole barrel full of wine with its pits and shells, V'noisein L'Toycha Mishmeres B'Shabbos, and you're allowed to put it through the sifter on Shabbos. See what smash me, even though the wine is dirty, the wine has the pits and shells in it, still it's mutter. I look through this is an av malacha marake. Your mom is sifting it on Shabbos. V'yena choshus, that it's mutter. The Torah says, Tirgum Oziri, Bein ha-gita shonu. This song about the fresh wine just comes out of the barrels. So Rashi learns the pshat is, that's the way people drink the wine. They drink the wine with the shells in it. It's not that bad. It's still drinkable. So since l'maisa rove people drink it this way, there's no issa burr then. Rashi ben akita shonu shakol hayenas akurim. All the wine were dirty. V'sheisenoisem b'shomrehim, and they used to drink it this way with the shells in it. Hilkach ein kan tikkun. The blav hochi mishtosi. That's the klal. If it's drinkable the way it is, then there's no issa burr. Even though you're sifting it and making it purer, that's not an issa sifting. Sifting is only when the way it is. Now you can't eat it, and with the sifting you make it edible. That's awesome. weiter. Misanen es yayin besudrin. You're allowed to take wine and put it through the sudr, put it through the cloth to sift it. Omer Rav Simi bar Chiya, o bevach lo yasa guma. There's like a ma'isa ubdu de chol. When you put the cloth on top of the barrel, you should not make a guma, like make it go down in, like the top of the cloth goes into the barrel. That's making a hole. Making a guma, that's more nechse, like a regular sifting, that's awesome in the rabbonim. The Rashi Shloyasa Guma, min hasudeis, the cloth on top of the barrel shouldn't go deep down like it's a hole there. The pi hakli, ki uvdu de chol. That's called uvdu de chol. Inami yosadeis chita. Or else there'll be a schita there. Or else l'chayshid mishum schita. So we're right then. Well, the kfifis mitzvahs. You're allowed to put the wine through a basket that are made out of palm trees. Even though it's going to sift it, but since it's clean wine, it's mutter. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Ubevach lo yagbiyo mikak isoy shokli tefach. You should not pick up this basket from the bottom of the barrel of tefach. Because if you do it, it's the shalom mishum on oil. We're talking about you have a big wine barrel here, and now you have like a sifter, like a basket made out of palm leaves. So you want to put the sifter in here, and then you pour the wine on top. So the sifter can't be a tefach off from the bottom, because then the sifter is like an oil. So drashish leyagviam hakfifis. That's this basket you're using to sift the wine with. Mikakiris hakli from the bottom of the kli hatak and tefach. Kemidas oil. Because if it's a tefach off the bottom, then it looks like you're making an oil. That's why it's awesome. So more Omar Rav. It's a very wichtig aloch here. Omar Rav. Hai perunka. A perunka means like a cover to a barrel. Trashi perunka. Beged sheshoitchen al gigith yayin lechsoisei. You have the big barrels of wine, and you want to put a cloth on top of it to cover it up. Kurdas daimet is a shailon on every time you put a cover on top of the pot on Shabbos. So all you're doing is putting a cover on top of the barrel. So to Gemara, apal gid the kubishari. If you're only covering up here for the top of the barrel, that's muta. But akula kuba also. If you put the cover across the whole barrel, then it's also. Now what is the yisur? Rashi learns apal gid the kubishari the lav oil hu. If you're only covering here for the barrel, there's no yisur oil. Or if you master, if you cover the whole barrel, then it's also because it looks like an oil. You're making an oil. Since you're putting a cover on top of the barrel, there's no yis oil. So the belt kasha, everybody asked, then how can you have a cover any pot? Anytime you have a pot and you put the cover on top of the pot, as long as there's a tefach, as if the food is filled to the top of the pot, then avada there wouldn't be a noil. A noil has to mean there's a roof, but underneath there has to be at least air of a tefach. But every normal pot that's only half full, so you have a tefach wide of air, so how could you put the cover on top of the pot? Look who you're making a noil. That's this Gemara. All you're doing is spreading out the cover on top of the barrel, wine barrel. So some of us have learned the wine barrel is very wide. A very wide barrel, there's an is oil of midrabbanan, it looks like you're making an oil. Send the chlami, on a wide barrel, it'll be also to put a cover on top of it because it looks like an oil. Manshenk and our normal pots are not so wide, there wouldn't be an isim. Well, be a bisnage would be a mole if you have these big garbage cans outside. There should be a shallah putting the cover on top of it would be done to an oil. The chur, like, I don't know how big a gigas was, this barrel of wine. The chur, our big garbage can is the same thing like a barrel of wine. And here it says you're not allowed to put a cover on top of it. Another ksas cooler is that the Ravid Shita learns different. The Ravid learns this Gemara not like Rashi. It's not a shallah of an oil. Because as oil, we always say an oil, it's only us if you make the walls also, you have to make the mechitzis. Calls the man the mechitzis are there, and all you're doing is put a covering on top, there's no is oil. There's only an is oil if you're mamish putting it on manas to be megin to protect you from the sun, like to use for real oil, to protect you from the sun or from the rain, that's also to do, even though you're not making mechitzis. But any type of an oil like this, we're not doing to protect yourself on the bottom. It's only us, we all, that we make mechitzis with the oil. But if the mechitzis were there before, just putting the oil on top, just putting the cover on top, there's no is mechitzis. So that'll be a posture ahead to throw pots, to put the cover on top of the pot. So what's pshat now with Gemara? The Ravid learns is doimet to masanenis. It looks like you're making a sifter on Shabbos, and it looks like you're going to sift the wine on Shabbos. That's why it's only a bazun derisim. This barrel, a wine barrel, is not allowed to put a cloth to cover up the whole top of the wine barrel. Because it looks like you're making a sifter to be able to sift the wine. But it has nothing to do with oil. That's the Ravid shita. So nice of the belt is more or less make about the rivet, like you don't see anybody ask the stakam to cover, even if you have a big barrel or garbage can, not to put the cover on top of it. another shaila is, we're saying the Rashi b'shita is halacha, it's only if you make the walls and then you put a cover on top. But a regular pot, the walls are made already, then it's mutter to put the cover on top. But there's still a shaila, because that's good if the pot is where it is. But let's say you pick the pot up on Shabbos and put it someplace else and put it down here. That's called now you made the walls here. Since you put the pot in a new place on Shabbos, and this makom now by putting the pot down, you're like making the four walls around it. So it should still be also to put the cover back on top of it. Because putting the cover on top of it lies like you're making an oil. So the answer is, either it's not wide enough to be an is oil, or else we're saying on the Raivit Shita that Bechlal there's no is oil, stop putting a cover on top of a pot. The only is that the Gemara means here is, it looks like you're making a shimmer. It looks like you want to sift the wine. Right.
If
you have like a kli that you fetch the water out of the big wine barrel, you fetch it out. What do you call it? Like a ladle. So in the ladle, you shouldn't put twigs inside the ladle, because that looks like you're making a mesanenis. You're making a sifter there. Like, what are you putting the twigs in this little barrel, in this little kli form? Because you want when the wine goes through it, like the psoilus should stay behind, and only the wine will come out. So that's awesome. As on the hedik inish, people shouldn't stick tsininusa, little twigs that pull me in the opening the kuzna, this little kli, the chavita that you're going to use to fetch out the water, to fetch out the wine. Mishum the mechsei kimishameris. It looks like you're sifting out the wine. Today rapope shuafor shichro mimona lamona. Used to pour beer from one kli to another kli. Like he had beer in this kli and he'd pour it out into another kli. Omule ravachim edifto ravina huikin itzaitzis. The chud, that should also be a shala from Boru. Because the mal, the beer means there, the hops on the bottom was still in there. And when you're pouring out the beer, you're very makpid just to let the water part fall out, and the psoil is still staying here. So when it comes to mamish, the end, pouring out, that last pouring is a maisa Boru. You're like making the psoil stay behind, and only the tzutzis, only the drops are coming out. So how could you pour out the end part of the beer, like very slowly, just that the good wine comes, the good beer comes out, and the psoil stays behind? That's a maisa Boru. And the Gemara, the Vera Popolich, and the Gemara Nitzvah says, the Vera Popolich Hashivi. When he used to pour out the beer, he was never mocked but to get the last drops out. In other words, he only poured when it was completely beer. When it came to the bottom part, when it was mixed together with the hops, he never poured out that part. So that's not a Nitzvah Burr. Because when he poured it out, he only poured out the pure beer. When it got the bottom part that was mixed up, he wasn't mocked but had taken out those last few drops. But that's the lochataka. If you have dirty stuff on the bottom of your kli, you start pouring out, you're very mocked, but the dirty stuff should stay in, just the good stuff should come out, that's also called an isra burr. So he didn't let the last drops, he didn't take out. Strashi, he cites the very popular chashivi. Shechen v'ni matel shecher hoi, he used to sell beer. And I mean about mitziya. Lepsachim. Hildechena makla nitzitzis kol kach. When it came to the bottom part of the beer, he used to throw away the whole thing with the hops outside. Since Mekhila, you only poured out the good beer. When it got to the bottom, he threw the whole thing away. It's Nikkor, there was no burr involved. You're allowed to put an egg on Shabbos through a sifter, at least a mustard sifter. Tony Yaakov Korcho. What's the purpose? You want the yellow of the egg to go down and the white to stay up, just to make the mustard look nice. So it's not there for the purpose of eating the egg. It's not called burr. You're just doing it. It should look nice. There's no issa burr. Shrashi elagavin lamara shachel men yof elagavin. The yellow part of the egg looks nice in the mustard. V'lo yachel, but not the white. Hilkach idi v'idi oichlo. Another svara. Really, both parts of the egg are edible. You could eat the white and you could eat the yellow. You're not separating something that is edible and something that's not edible. Because they're both edible. And right now you don't want either of them for eating. You just want one for coloring. That's no wisdom. But as though, yeah, Shiloh, what about if you want to eat it? If you take a one, the Mishmur talks about the mold, you didn't have milk. So you want to put in your coffee, you take just the white part of the egg, and you used to beat it up a little bit, and pour that into the coffee. So it's a shiloh of this burr. If you mock the bedavka just to pull out the white part of the egg and leave the yellow bind, some say there isn't a burr in that, when you want to use the white. Yeah. Right. Itma. Chardol sheloshum erev Shabbos. This mustard seeds that you lush means you needed it before Shabbos. Mashmi can make some type of a dough out of the mustard seeds. So you needed it before Shabbos. Sheloshum erev Shabbos. Lamachar on Shabbos, Amar Rav, mamcha bekli. You're allowed to add water to it and let it dissolve, let it soak in water. Shashi mamcha bekli, mashma zel shinu shaloi. This is called the shinin. That you want to add water into the mustard dough, so you're allowed to add the water. Avoloi biyad, but you can't mix it up with your hand. If you mix it up with your hand, then you make it dissolve more. It looks more like lash, more like kneading, then it's awesome. Omale Shmuel, biyad. You're saying with your hand, it's usher. Oto koyoima mamchle biyad. Do people mix up the mustard seeds with the hand? Farket, people mix it up always with a kli, like they use a spoon to mix it up. Michael, the more Michael Chamurmu, is it a Michael Chamurm that you use your hands with? If you don't use your hands to mix up the mustard seeds, in the middle of the week, you usually use a spoon to mix it up. So what are you saying? Mamcha b'kli, you're allowed to mix up the mustard seeds on Shabbos with water, with a spoon, but not with your hands. The Chur is just the opposite. Elo amashmuel, mamcha b'yat, fakert, on Shabbos you have to do a shinui. If you want to like make lash, mix up the mustard seeds, the mustard dough-like, with water, you have to only mix it up with your hands. V'yena mamcha b'kli. But you can't use a kli, you can't use a spoon to mix up the dough of mustard seeds with water. It Maria Blaza Weimer. Echot zev yechot zev oser. No, even with your hands, you can't mix it up on Shabbos. It's doima talash, talisha. Lisha usually means any time you have a substance that you mix it with water to make a few particles come into one particle. That's a dough. A dough is first, there's a lot of pieces of flour. When you put water into the dough, you make it come into one gush, into one thing. Who are they making cement is an isalash. You're making all the dirt come into one piece. See here also the chardel. If you add the grinded up seeds from before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you want to put water and make it like a dough, that's an isalash. See, no matter what you do with it, even with your hands, it's also awesome. Both are mutter. This is not doing with the lash, they're both mutter. We don't pass him the kula, we pass him the tosser. So the Mara kom Rabbi Yechonam, mishetosser, we have lezer. His Rabbi Yechonam was chayzer, and he also said they're both osser. You can't mix it with your hands, you can't mix it with a kli. Kom Rabbi Lezer, mishetosser, de Shmuel. Now Rabbi Lezer was also chayzer, and he held like Shmuel, that it's mutter. So the Mara abaye, barova, diarma tevayu. What's the halacha? Halacha k Rabbi Yechonam. The way he was chayzer, that it's both osser. It's osser. It's also to pour the water into the mustard on Shabbos and start making lash, start mixing it, either with your hands or else with a kli, both are awesome. So the Mara made the Abaya's mother, of the lay, she made it for him on Shabbos, that she put the water in this mustard seeds on Shabbos and mixed it up, but lo yochel, he didn't want to eat it, as he held a kabyechel, and it's also, so he didn't eat it. So they saw the Ziri, Ziri's wife, of the lay, the Rav Chiya Barashi, she made it from Chiya Barashi, but lo yochel, and he didn't eat it. Omalei, l'rab chavidim, it's my husband, Mestam Tiziri, I made it, and he did eat it. V'yochol, v'yat l'yachalt, and you don't want to eat it? Like, why not? Omar Rova Bashavo, hevikim no kaim in the Ravina. I was standing in front of Ravina. U'bach shilei v'shufta detuma. V'yochol. Trashi b'shufta detuma, and soy shalshum. He's the middle part of the garlic. He put it in there and he mixed it up. What ubach shilei, he was mixing it up, the shufta the tuma, with the middle part of the garlic. The yochel, and he ate it. As he yelled, this was called the shinui, and he ate it. Omama zutra, yishno west maskona, les hilchasok, chol hanishmaitito. We don't paskin like the way we said so far. Ella, how do we paskin? We'll soon see the dalocha. Ella, kiho di itma, like we learned. Chardol, shaloshim era Shabbos. If you have these mustard seeds that were grinded down before Shabbos, and you made it into a type of a dough. Is lamocher on Shabbos mamchi? You're allowed to mix it up with water. Bein v'yad, bein v'kli. You're allowed to use even a spoon. You're allowed to mix it up with a spoon also. V'noisin l'toychoy dvash. You could put honey inside it also. Aber v'lo yitroif. The only yisrid you can't tarif. You can't beat it up well. Drashim v'lo yitroif. Kederach shatarifim beitzim. Same way we beat up eggs. Bekar on a plate. Bekaf with a spoon. Derach trifon. Shemake b'koyach. To do it b'koyach, that's also. Because when you're not beating it up, the koyach, it's mutzah to mix up these mustard seeds on Shabbos with water. So tomorrow, elamariv, v'layitorv, elamariv, just mix it up nicely. Mix it up, not the koyach. Shechlayim, that's cress, they say, all type of a herb. Shechlayim, sheshochka mera Shabbos, you grinded it up before Shabbos. Rashi Shechlayim, that's kreshin, type of cress. V'haynu, v'hayu shechkin oisim amayim, used to grind it up first in water. Lamocher on Shabbos, You're allowed to add into it now wine and vinegar.
Oil.
And you can put oil, and you can put it, and you can put inside it amita. You can put inside it. Rashi says mint, mint flavoring. You put inside it. But the same thing below yitrof. But you can't beat it up. If you beat it up, that will be an esalisha. You can't beat it up because when you're not beating up the koyach, it's mutter. Elamar, you just let them mix it up slowly. That's mutter. Now shum sherisku mer Shabbos. You had garlic that you ground up before Shabbos. Lamacher on Shabbos, same thing. Nice in the teicha, I pull. You put other beans inside of the grease in. But you can't grind them up on Shabbos. That's nisatchina. Elamar, but you let them mix it up. And again, you can put this mint inside it. That's what to do it. For the more Maya mita, what does the mita mean? Naniya, this type of mint. Omer Abaya, Shema Mina Hai Naniya, this type of mint, Mavala Tachli, it's good for crest, it's good for Shechlayim. So, Claude, these are halachas about Lisha. It's a big machlokes to show him exactly what the Gemara is talking about. And when we get to halacha, we'll see more. Some learn Avada, it's only mutter with a blilosa raka. I think that's what we hold. It's only if it's a very very soft type of a mush. Then the lisha is mutter. Most you have a lot of water there. So it's not like a soup. They're just mixing it up, then it's mutter. But kol zman it comes blilosa over, that means it comes a little thick, that's blame to a dough, then it's also to make any type of lisha on Shabbos. If you can add the water to it, that will be a thick dough, that's also. And this sugya is only talking about bilasa raka. It means a very soft bladder. That's what's mutter. Right. The oisin anum l'mishabes. The Mishnah says you can make an anum l'mishabes. Tana rabbonin. Oisin anum l'mishabes. You're allowed to make this type of a drink on Shabbos. Aba v'ein oisin aluntis. But you're not allowed to make a drink called aluntis. Because that's not a Michael Briam. It's only what's on safe for sick people. Drink it. The more of you is, something else called making a refuah. You're not allowed to make a refuah on Shabbos. What's called a numlin that's mutter to make to drink on Shabbos? What's this drink that's also? A numlin is yain udvash upopolin. You have wine, honey, and pepper. Shmak a drink. This drink, even healthy people drink it, so it's mutter to make it on Shabbos because healthy people drink it. It's not called mishum refuah. What's a luntis? That's yain yoshin, old wine, or mayim slulim, clear water, via farsamin. Famous type of a fruit called a farsamin. You put it in, you let it soak in there, and that's a drink that you use. Well, since you have to take a hot bath, you know, you don't want to catch a cold, so you take this, it cools you off. More the avdi levei mesusa, lemaker. People drink this drink after they take a hot bath, they take it to cool themselves off. So it's a type of a refuah, so it's also to take this on Shabbos, and well, then you can't even make it on Shabbos. Sidrashi, v'yein oisin aluntis, she'eno lemashkit soma. People don't drink it because they're thirsty. To cool yourself off, liyachar hamerchutz. If you take a hot bath, you take this cool drink. V'dugemes refuah. So it looks like a refuah. So it's not a thing you drink because you want to drink it. It's something to help your body. Since we're sad, refuah doesn't really mean only that it's a cure. Refuah means it's not something that you're eating because you're thirsty, you want to eat. You're eating it for some purpose, does something good for your body, that's also called refuah. Here you're drinking this because it's something that cools off the body. So something that cools off the body, that's also called refuah. Omar Rav Yosef, Zim Nechada one time, Alise Bosamar Ukva Levei Bani, I went to the bath house after my Ukva, Kinafku, when I came out of the bath house, I see Ashkin, they gave me this drink to drink. Chamra and Achad Kisa, I drank one kais of it, V'choshi mi binte, and I felt so cool from my hair of my head, V'yatufra the kayan, to mamish the toenails. That's how cooled off I got. The mamish started to hurt him, he got too cooled. V'yashkin kisach rina, if I would have drank a second case of this, have mistafina, dilma menakali mischusoi, the alma the yossi. He was afraid maybe he'll lose all his chusim for the next world. In other words, it was matik him so much that if he wouldn't die from the second case, it's because he used up all his chusim to stay alive. So Kit said, this curse was mazikim. So Rashi, v'chosh mi binti d'reishay, ha'gishosi b'tzinosi, I felt the coolness of it, misaris roishi, from my hair, ad tziporni ragni, to my tail nose. Menakile mischiyosi, imayisi nitsu mimenu, if I would have been nitsu from the second curse, shaloi emas, and I wouldn't have died from it, is I would have used up all my schus and lose my elam abu. So here you see, it's a mazik for you also. For the Gemara Aivah, Marukva, the Shasi Kol Yoima, Marukva used to drink this every single day. Mashmi wasn't Mazikim. Now the Gemara Shani Marukva, the Dashmei, he was ruggled by the Trashi. When you get used to the drink, it doesn't harm you. But the first time you take it, it cools you off so much, and two shots could kill you maybe. So the Gemara Vaita. Ein shirin es achiltis bepoishim. You're not allowed to soak chiltis. Oh, the Miri says a type of a fruit. Rashi says it's called chaltish b'loshin yishmol b'laz lazuria. No, there's a type of a fruit. The Miri says the shirin nice of a poishim. They used to soak it in lukewarm water. The shirin nice in the main refua, and people would drink this drink for refua. So it wasn't the Michael's time to drink. It was meant for a fool. You take this fruit and soak it in lukewarm water and you drink the water. So therefore it's also to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make medicine on Shabbos. The same way you can't take medicine on Shabbos, who are then you're not allowed to make medicine on Shabbos? Is Ein Shurin Esa Achilses the Poishrin. Avonoisin Otecha Chomitz. But you're allowed to put the Chilses in Chomitz and vinegar, because that's the Michael that you eat. Like a ketchup, you dip your food into it. Why the ratio is mutter? But some to make a dip that you eat with it, that's mutter. If you have this kashinon that's leak, you're not allowed to make it float in water. There's a type of a burr. Let's say there's a lot of dirt on top of the kashin, the leak. So you want it to float in the water, that either the psellus will go to the bottom and the leak will go on top, or else faker. The leak will go on top and the psellus will go to the bottom. So drashi v'yein shol nes ha-kashinin. Matzef aleya mayim b'kli, you pour water on top of the leak, levare psellusim, to make burr here, to take off its psellus. The name of sechta beitzim, af madiach b'shela. The type of burr is you let it float in the water and the psellus comes off it. So that's also to do on Shabbos. For lo yishof v'noisay, who are then you can't even rub it off. The Rashi biyad just to rub off the leak. Lo hasir psellus devilay burr. So son, if you have dirt on the leak, you're not allowed even rub off the dirt off the leak. That's called burr. Because of bichidish here, we'll see lalacha. Kurt Shaladin, if apples fall on the floor and it gets full of dirt, lechur should be also to wash off the apple. Because chur's burr, you're taking off the pselus off the eichel. I will see in Allah how we held. But that's this halacha chura. For like shofen eisen, it's just as klar. You can't take the leak, and shofen, you can't rub off the dirt off the leak, so trash even with your hand, that's an issa pselus, an issa burr. Avon neisen atrecha kavra, but you're allowed to put it into the kavra, into the sifter. Or the atrecha kukolo, or else into a basket. You stamp throw it into the sifter, so a piece of leak doesn't go through the sifter. So you're just storing it there. So you're allowed to store it in the sifter. Even though it's possible now some of the psoas will fall off it, for the churats ain't a miskavin, and it's not a psikration, it's mutter. Ein kaivrin es hateven the kavra, but straw that you can't put through a sifter on Shabbos because that's real burr. Drashi teven who shaisim in akash made from straw. Mechat straw imchat chenoisay b'barigin, you chop it up. The yisa kolzon of hashibol is teven. You make straw out of it. So here you can't put it through the sifter because that's mama sifting. You clean out the straw. That's nisa burr merakit. You can't even put it on top of your roof. That you want the wind to come there and blow the shaft off the tevin, that's also water. That's called Yibi Mechavim to make a mice burn. You want the wind to, that's called like Zerer. You want the wind to blow away the shaft. But you stam a ladder, put it inside a kavram for Neusel Techevis. This time you want to use the kavra for storage or to hold it in a sifter to be able to carry the straw to the avis, to the stall, that's mutter. Because again, you're not mechavin l'shem soilis here. So now it's dover shenim skavin, it's mutter. Like Rashi said, avonaita b'kavram, litain b'teich avis. You let us time carry the straw in the strainer to bring it to the stall. V'yavo pisha moitz noifel. Me'elov, even though by itself, zipselus, the shaft is falling off, is Rav Shimon. The Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon. The Yom HaDavah Shein Meskaven Mutter. You're not Mechaven that the Pesel should fall off. It happens by itself. Therefore it's Mutter. So the Mori, boy Lihu. Shora Mai. What's the loch if you soak the Chiltis the Poishrin? What issue is there? Tigmor Ravada Nashoi Kaimah. The Rav Yosef, Shora Chayv Chattis. If you soak this type of a Chiltis, this type of a fruit, in lukewarm water that you make it,